mornings on the 50s. The Lauren and Wally Show. 105.7 WROR.
Well, Frank has a big pothole out in front of his house. Mm-hmm. His wife, Linda, told me that maybe we could call him as the town to get him for a Brian Bell Buster for his birthday. So we called him about his pothole.
Hello?
Yeah, trying to reach Frank.
This is Frank.
Hi, Frank. Daryl Dixon from the DPW.
Hey, Daryl. How's it going?
Good.
What are you calling about?
Just returning your calls. Been calling about a pothole?
Yeah, I've been calling for a while now.
We did send a survey crew out to check out your pothole. It's a big one. That's a big
very
one. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, what my survey crew found, actually, is that the hole begins on your property. So it's not a city issue.
So I have to incur the
yeah, you're going to have to get that fixed. But I'm glad you got in touch with us, though, because you said that there were some cars that were damaged. We got claims here from some motorists that have had their vehicles damaged on that pothole, hitting that pothole. So I'm probably going to need your insurance information to pass along to these people.
My insurance?
Yeah, the good news is these claims generally, they actually max out at around $4,000 a claim. So we've got 17 on record right now. So you got like a homeowner's liability claim of about $68,000 you got to put into your insurance company to cover these people.
The cheese is completely slid off your cracker. I'm not getting any of my insurance info. This is madness, is what this is.
Well, it's the homeowner's responsibility.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
Can I speak to a supervisor?
I am the supervisor. That's why I gave you a call. Because I've got the public ways and works rules right here, the laws. Chapter 84, Section 15. Here's, if a person sustains bodily injury or damage in his property by reason of a defect or repair, blah, blah, blah. It goes on to say that this is pretty much your problem.
Yeah, no. You might want to look further down your little list there and find a thing.
You can look them right up. It's right under the repair of ways and bridges section. You don't have a bridge on your property, do you?
It's not a bridge. I don't have a bridge. I got a pothole. Do I need an attorney?
You might. That's probably not a bad idea. You should probably, if you want to have your attorney call us and get us the insurance information, that'd be fine, too.
I don't think
you want all 17 people to just, you know, come over to your house like with pitchforks and, you know.
They won't be able to get to me because I'll fall through the pothole before they get to my door.
It is a pretty big pothole.
So you guys are not going to fix the pothole.
No, that's the other thing. You should probably fix that. Yeah, you might want to fix that. And I bet your homeowners would help you out once you file that claim for that $68,000 for fixing all those cars that hit that pothole, you know.
There's no way I'm coming out of the pocket $68,000.
No. For a steak. Your homeowners will cover it. It won't come out of your pocket. I mean, until you renew and your premiums go way up.
No.
Has your wife Linda hit that pothole with her car?
How do you know my wife Linda? And she has hit that pothole several times.
Well, she actually called me about it. Brian Bell from the Lauren and Wally Show.
Oh,
this is a Brian Bell buster, Frank.
Yeah. Great. Thanks. Yeah, I know who you are.
Linda gave us a call and wanted to give you a memorable birthday gift.
Yeah, happy birthday to me, huh?
She actually has a company coming out to fill the pothole. It's okay.
I swear to God, man, you had me livid.
it should be fixed very soon.
Well played.
Thanks for listening to the Lorna Wally Show on WROR, Frank.
Thank you. I appreciate the call.
Got someone you want us to call? Tell us who at the Lauren and Wally page of WROR.com. The Brian Bellbuster. Mornings on the 50s. 105.7 WROR.